This fall's election offers voters in 13 state legislative districts a unique opportunity to pick neither an incumbent nor a challenger. Instead, the seat they're filling is vacant. As WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, it's not necessarily an enviable spot to be in.
Thank you for calling the 79th Assembly District. The Assembly seat is currently vacant.
That's the message residents get in the South Bronx District when they call their local Assembly office. Nearly 125,000 residents, most of them Black or Latino, and a third of them living in poverty, have had no representative in the New York State Assembly since January. That's when Democrat Eric Stevenson was convicted of taking more than $20,000 in bribes and forced out of the seat.
For assistance, you may call Councilmember Arroyo at 718.
The district is one of 13 vacancies in the New York State Legislature since January. Two are in the Senate, and 11 are in the Assembly. Senate leaders have continued to staff local offices for constituent services, but in the Assembly, the 11 local offices have been shuttered. The reasons for the vacancies vary. Corruption scandals forced legislators to step down in four of the districts. In four others, legislators left after they were elected to the New York City Council. The remaining five went into other jobs or positions in government.
I use a walker.
Ruth Wood is happy her Senate district office on Bedford Avenue in Brooklyn remained open even after Eric Adams was elected Brooklyn Borough President in November. The retired nurse recently made the short walk from the Ebbetsfield Apartments in Crown Heights to get help with her housing costs.
We were able to get assistance. The staff there, they're very efficient.
But she would like an actual representative in the Senate.
That is not right. They should have had some type of election, special election, so that we could have someone there.
The state constitution gives the governor the power to call a special election. In January, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver said special elections were needed because legislators were deciding important issues. In March, a consortium of Black, Latino, and Asian voting rights advocates in New York sent a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo pleading with him to call elections. But Cuomo took no action. The governor's office had no comment for this story and referred WNYC to an appearance he made on an upstate radio show 8 months ago.
It seems like every week there's another open seat.
Yeah.
Given the travails of our friends in the legislature, if you have to do special elections, they're very expensive to do.
Cuomo's inaction has angered voting rights advocates who say it has stranded about 2 million voters, nearly half of them Black, Latino, or Asian, for the last 8 months, including in March, when the legislature crafted a $140 billion budget that provided funding for services such as daycare, public schools, and affordable housing.
Basically, there is no one to represent the constituents' point of view.
Esmeralda Simmons is executive director of the Center of Law and Social Justice, a nonprofit that specializes in voting rights issues. Her office looks out onto Eastern Parkway in Crown Heights and Eric Adams' old district. There's a dialysis clinic nearby, and a Senegalese cafe, and a yoga center, a hint of the neighborhood's growing hipster population.
You may be citizens and residents, but you're not really part of New York State that you need to have a voice.
City Council member Inez Barron represented District 60 in the State Assembly before she was elected to the City Council in November, leaving her 123,000 Assembly constituents high and dry. She blames Cuomo.
He is someone who claims to be such a progressive, great person, but yet and still he would deny almost 2 million people the right to have a voice in framing the budget, and still he's going to want these same people to come and vote for him in a few more weeks.
Her husband, Charles Barron, is now running for the seat. The district is saturated with mortgage foreclosures. When she was in the Assembly, she had a staff member in the local Brooklyn office dedicated to that one issue.
He would get authorization from them to represent them on their behalf. He would assist them in going before the judges of the more than 100 families that came to us. Not one of them lost their home.
That local office was shut down and the staff let go. But there has been little public outrage. Just ask Bronx resident John Cox, who stopped outside Eric Stevenson's office on 3rd Avenue in Morrisania the other day. The state seal still hangs above the door, but the doors are locked. Cox smiled and shrugged and admitted he had no idea he had no representative in the state assembly.
Yeah, this building, yeah, it has been quite empty. Yeah, now that I notice it, because when I first moved here 2 years ago, there were some people in there, but now there's no one there.
New York University Professor Mitchell Moss said special elections face several hurdles. Besides the cost, voter turnout is especially low. And Moss says assembly races just aren't sexy.
The issue would never be so casually treated if it were a governor who was dealing with a congressional district. But the legislature doesn't have that much attention.
A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver said when someone calls a vacant office, the call is forwarded to the central staff. But Simmons points out that those central staff people are in Albany.
And the whole idea of local representatives is that they're supposed to be local.
She believes the DREAM Act legislation, which would have allowed undocumented students to access state financial aid and scholarships for higher education, would have passed had the seats been filled. It failed by a slim margin.
It's the persistence in staying on top of the issue and pushing for what you want from state government that basically wins your case.
Simmons said the state constitution should require an election within 60 days of any vacancy and not leave it up to the governor.
He did a wonderful thing in Hurricane Sandy and letting people vote wherever they could vote. That was courageous. But this erased all the goodwill created in the voting rights community.
So what are residents to do? Mitchell Moss from NYU.
They have to pray that their other state representative, if it were the Senate or the Assembly, will fill that void.
Short of intervention from a higher power, the new representatives won't take office until January. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.